Ask Me Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Red from the Heart, redfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Just me for the AMA today, and Abe and Bo, if you want to ask them some questions. If you have Randy-specific questions, we'll just guess at what he might have said. We'll just take a guess. I feel like we know him pretty good. I'll just speak on behalf of Randy if you have Randy-specific questions. But there's a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. We'll start with Ed in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Well, Andy, I hope you can speak for Randy, because my question was, I know, and first off, Andy, I'm a Wisconsin grad,
yeah.
So I feel your pain, brother.
Yep.
You know,
it was a tough weekend for the UWs.
Yeah, yes, that was a bloodbath at Camp Randall.
Yep.
But no, my question to Randy was, and I'll ask you, is, you know, I know Randy was all about the bread when he played the game. You know, he wanted every nickel that came to him.
Sure.
What in the hell is Hassan Riddick doing?
Yeah, I would love to hear Randy's thoughts on this. Well, he's costing himself a lot of money right now, $800,000 every time he doesn't play. I do wonder, though, because they had a pretty significant injury on their defensive line, right? I wonder if his leverage or his negotiating power got. But who's the kid that was at Georgia and then Florida State that got hurt for the Jets over the weekend? Edge rusher? Johnson. So I wonder if that helps him at all. I don't know that it does, but yeah, he's holding out. He's trying to get more money. I also don't understand what the Jets are doing. Like, why'd you trade for him if you weren't going to get anything done? The reason he didn't stay in Philadelphia was because of that situation. So it's just pretty poorly handled all the way around. But I do wonder if his leverage got any better with that injury over the weekend. Xavier is in Gwinnett.
What's going on, Andy?
Hello.
So, not going to lie, I've always kind of been pessimistic about the Falcons and what we were doing, you know, since the Kirk Cousins thing. But one question. What Sam Darnold doing in Minnesota right now says anything about, you know, what we were sold on Kirk Cousins for? Like, doesn't it seem kind of like maybe we were sold full gold and it could have been like more the system?
Yeah.
And it was Kirk Cousins.
Thank you, Xavier. It's interesting that you say that, because we were talking about what Kevin O'Connell has been able to do, the head coach in Minnesota, been able to do with Sam Darnold in the first couple games of the season. I feel like it's probably too early in the year to go that far with all that. And Kirk had good years otherwise than just when Kevin O'Connell was his head coach, but certainly had his best years when he was coaching him. So I don't. It's something to think about for sure. I think more than anything, Kevin O'Connell's a really good coach and maybe doesn't quite get the respect that he deserves for how good of a coach that he is. If you can take Sam Darnold at this point of his career and turn him into like a real winning quarterback in the NFL after how long he's been in the league, how many different teams he's been on, how many different tries he's gotten, that would really be something. He also sat in San Francisco last year and kind of got to soak some of that up as well. But yeah, no, we thought about that. We talked about that off the air before the show. It's like, huh, look what Sam Darnold's doing in Minnesota. All right, well, we'll watch that closely. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
My man, what's happening, bro?
Hi, Devin.
So I was pretty upset when Dylan Raiola decommitted from Georgia. But now that I look at it, I'm pretty damn glad he left. Because it just bothers me to see this lame, weird-ass dude do exactly everything like Mahomes. Not get Kobe tried to be like MJ and stuff, but he turned into the mama. Totally different. So at what point does that become, what he's doing become like just weird as hell rather than being like respectful and or a fan?
It's already weird. I think it's already weird, personally.
Yeah, weird as hell, Andy.
Yeah, I think it's already weird. And if you haven't seen it, Dylan Raiola is basically doing like a full-on Patrick Mahomes cosplay. Like, haircut, phone number, or it's a jersey number, his mannerisms, the way that he runs and warms up before the game, the glasses, like, all of it. I will say, it is weird. It's definitely weird. And he's taken it to a different level than other people who have sort of been inspired by other athletes to, like, you know, I talk about like Kobe and Jordan and stuff like that. If you're going to emulate a guy...
Jameis.
Jameis what?
That's who you should emulate.
That's who you should try to be like.
There needs to be way more people acting like Jameis out there. That's just in general.
So like that.
Patty whack, give a dog a bone.
So you see what I'm saying?
You're recruiting a kid, and he's like, yeah, my inspiration is Patrick Mahomes. Then you kind of look at him, and it's Raiola. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, haircut, kind of looks like him a little bit. All right, we get it. You're recruiting a kid, and he's like, yeah, my dream is to someday grow up and be kind of like more like Jameis.
Heisman winner. Come on.
It's true.
He did.
He won a national championship and a Heisman. There's no doubt.
How you feel about it? Tell me how you feel about it.
You don't hear that. You don't hear anyone say anything like that. But no, it's weird. It's already gotten weird, in my opinion. Like, I think the one that I compare it to is Jason Tatum with Kobe. Like, he texted him after he was dead and then posted it on social media. Like, that he texted him. That's just weird. It's weird behavior. And Patrick Mahomes is making it worse, too, because he's tweeting about him and, like, they're buddies and all that. So it's not going to change anytime soon. But I will say, if you're going to emulate someone, that's probably a good guy to be copying. And he does look like him. They're 3-0.
Is it made weirder, like, you could emulate someone you don't know? It's almost weirder to emulate someone that you're in communication with.
Yeah, kind of.
By the way, just breaking, Bryce Young benched for Andy Dalton.
Dang, really?
I told you, Canales can't sit around.
You did say that. I'm surprised. Now, he didn't. He wasn't there when they drafted him, so I guess it's a different deal. But, dang, he's been playing bad. By the way, Nebraska plays Illinois on
Friday night. Yeah.
That could
Fox
be a fun
is
one.
Killing it with that that Friday night schedule. That I think the AP one. Poll threw him a bone, by the way, by just kind of sliding into the rankings.
22 versus 24, right, just so it's a ranked matchup. Yeah, for sure. Derek is in Charlotte. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I just want to say something. Actually, all the number one picks are playing so good this year. Baker Mayfield, what's the deal with Trevor Lawrence? Because it's like it seems like everybody got an extension, but now Trevor's the one that's on the block. And I'm going to tell you like this, shout out to Nate Peterman being on the Falcons too, but what's your deal on these number one picks and how they're doing this year? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. You got guys like years after being number one picks looking good. Like Baker obviously had a good year last year and got the extension, but he's looked really good to start. We just mentioned Sam. I guess he was the number three pick, but like an early pick. Took him a while, and he's playing good now too. Trevor Lawrence said it after the game yesterday. He said, we suck right now, and I got to play better. What was 14 for 30 yesterday. Hasn't looked great so far. He's lost 7 starts in a row. Did get all the money in the offseason, but no doubt, you're right to say that it didn't look good. Now I'll give Caleb Williams some leeway. He's made 2 starts, and his offensive line's going to get him killed. Like, he got hit 36 times yesterday. He had 37 dropbacks. He got hit on 36 of his 37 dropbacks yesterday. Like, that's no way to live.
Can you get hit multiple times on one dropback?
I mean, yeah, honestly.
Maybe it wasn't 36 to 37.
If you add up all the hits, he got hit more than 37 times yesterday because there was a couple sacks late in that game where he, like, one guy hit him and then he got hit from the other side. Who was the guy?
There was one
sack. Danielle Hunter sacked him late in the game yesterday and just, like he jumped off a diving board to hit him. Like, he sprung his whole body into him and drove him into the ground. Probably not fun to be Caleb Williams today. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank y'all for taking my call.
Sure.
Should I get too high up with the Braves beating the Dodgers this series or still kind of half glass full with them?
I credit you if your glass is still half full. I feel like that would be good.
Also, that series kind of could end in a split tonight.
It could, yeah. If they don't win tonight, they don't win the series. Now, they won the first 2 games by a ton, looked awesome, and have gotten great starting pitching in every game. Yesterday just got gross late. They had runners on second and third with no outs and stranded them. Credit to the Dodgers pitcher, I guess, but those are some of the worst at-bats I've ever seen. Like, Travis d'Arnaud, at least he got the bat on the ball. It wasn't deep enough to score the run, but at least he got...
You didn't appreciate Arcia swinging for the fences?
Arcia, he looked like a little leaguer. Like, he looked completely overmatched in that at bat, like to the point where, I don't know, like that was pretty embarrassing from him. And then what Kelnick did in the outfield, and Kelnick, I don't know. Has Kelnick had a good first year here? It doesn't seem like it. I mean, he had some moments, but he hasn't lived up to maybe what some of the possibilities could have been. And then Iglesias was like, all right, I haven't given up any runs in 3 months. Let me give up all the runs in one game.
Get it out of your system.
Get it out of
the
system. We'll check back in next time.
Andy, you know I start.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I started keto, and every once in a while, I'll have a cheat day. That was Iglesias' cheat day.
That was his cheat day.
Yeah,
he just got it all out. He hadn't since mid-June, and then he allowed a lot of them.
It was just a cheat day.
A lot of earned runs yesterday. Yeah, no, it sucked. It sucked the way that game ended, because it very much looked like they could have won that game. It also like kind of gets lost what a absolute problem Shohei Ohtani is, because it was 2-0, right? And they tried to kind of pitch around him while pitching to him. Pretty good pitch from Charlie Morton. He still gets the bat on the ball and doubles and scores a run. Then he comes up again. I don't know. That was a pretty damn good pitch that that Dylan Lee made. And he still gets a bat on it and doubles and scores another run. And then they just an avalanche of runs in the eighth and end up blowing the Braves out. But they win the game tonight. They win the series. Go a long way in terms of trying to win that wild card. So, I don't know. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show. I will lead us off. Randy said earlier in the show, if it ain't grinded, it ain't me.
So, Randy's just trying to be a loving, kind father, and his family's trying to turn him into content.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should look. They got him pretty good. It was pretty
and,
fun.
And somebody needs to get Bryce Young a little podium. Well, now they don't need to get him any podium.
Yeah, when you're benched, you don't have to talk to the media. So I guess that big backpack and that big podium don't matter anymore. That's crazy. Meanwhile, CJ Stroud, 2-0, dealing, balling, awesome.
Dylan Raiola ain't Kobe. And why imitate Mahomes when Jameis is right there for the taking?